Blog Talk Radio. what's up? It's your boy Max Man, and you tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. Number to call in and holler at me, 646-478-0944. Just want to let y'all know, we are here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's Cleveland Standard Time for y'all that know. Very varied topics today. I'm feeling pretty good. How y'all doing out there? Don't forget that on Blood and Restless Radio, it is Poetry Night. So y'all can check them out. That's our sister station. As a matter of fact, they're on air right now. We got a lot of shit that's going on in our city here, Cleveland, Ohio. Of course, I'll call him the favorite councilman. Just got found guilty of his third DUI. He just came flat out and said, hey, I ain't gonna quit. You know, I'm the councilman. So I guess it's okay if you're a politician. Keep on getting arrested. So I'm not understanding that. You know what I'm saying? We go to jail. We 6 months. 3 DUIs. Got to run around with party stickers. You know, that type of shit. You all in the news. I mean, you all over the place. They done told you what they're going to do to your ass. You're like, fuck them. But I guess those are the perks of being, you know, in a city. Politics. So, I don't know. One of the first things I want to talk about is the poor fucking customer service. That's pretty much in all our little stores. You know, I can remember when I was a customer service rep, or i.e. a cashier. You know, I had to understand that when my money, first of all, I was working for somebody else. Secondly. And the more customers that were satisfied, meant more people that would come back and spend money. The people that own my job, which would mean probably more hours, a little more money in my pocket. So being courteous, swift, efficient, being a little bit helpful, you know what I'm saying? Also, it went a long way. But now it seems like the crack babies then took over the cashier jobs, and they mad as hell that they got to work. So they come to work with their hair all over their head, talking any kind of way, be mad if you pronounce the damn sandwich wrong, when the dog you out, hold on, make you wait a long fucking time for your food. Then you ask for the manager, the manager come be just as fucking ignorant. You know, and they be wondering why these businesses don't last long in the neighborhood. Got to think about it, people. Customer service. Change that shit up. I was listened to Al Sharpton's show in the morning. I want to send a shout out to Mr. Sharpton. Some of his callers cracks me up. And I know he's national and everything, and he gets all over the country and he does his thing, but you know, I hear a lot of, you know, smoke and whistles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, everybody can call out for, the unification of the people. But nobody has offered solutions. To anything that might happen, like say for instance, if all the black people in the country decide tonight and, you know what I'm saying, come together as a collective, you know what I'm saying, just like boom, out of nowhere. The ramifications behind that would be more than just blatant, straight discrimination. I mean, they'll shut down bank accounts, utilities be wiped out. I mean, come on. They already shown us they don't care. They've been showing us ages. But for us to get together like that, I mean, a lot of people would lose their money. A lot of people would lose their homes, jobs. We'll be out there as people again. So that's what they feel. You know, people get in them big old 14-room mansions. They get comfortable with that 250, 300, 500. Okay, they pulling in every year. They forget. Living in little bubble communities where nothing is significant to them because it don't affect them. That's why we ain't going to have people unite. For one, the people that got there is already, they act like they care. But they don't. Most of the time, it's just a fucking publicity stunt. And by it being a publicity stunt, it make them look good politically. That's about all. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stop the madness for one. Number two, stop putting so much value on shit like gold, rims, and shit like that. I was talking to a guy at work today, and he was telling me that he pretty much gave up on trying to do something else, and that he was just going to have to be happy with what he had to work with. And I'm sorry. I can't feel like that. I don't agree with you on that. I ain't no bash out none of that shit. It's just that, being what we call Afro-American or African-American or Black-American, oh, man, how easily we fall into the definitions of what they see us as. But we just forget about motivation and let's cut it out. Motivation. You forget about the ambitions. So what you got a little bit older, that don't mean you got to stop trying to do what you really want to do with your life. You didn't do it once. Probably never even tried. But I guarantee you take one step in the direction that you always wanted to go. It just might work out for you. Especially at an older age, because you might know a little bit better what to do with the proceeds, if any, that come along. I learned something, and I realized something a couple of years ago. It took me a couple of years to finally put the shit in action, but still I put it in action. Okay? Kind of felt like I had to learn a few more things or be keen or aware on a few other things before I jump out there and made my own. So that I feel like I'm ready and I can handle any success. I wouldn't call it a failure, but if it don't hit, then hey, I can't get out of the trap. But I still feel like there's something in me that can win. You know what I'm saying? So until I don't feel that way no more, I don't think I'm going to quit. I'm sorry if you decide to. But I can encourage you to keep going. Think about yourself and taking care of yourself. Because as long as you sit back and wait for somebody else to do something for you, you'll always be met with disappointments. Because even though people do shit for you, even when they do sometimes, they only do it when they can or when they want to. It's only one or two, when they want to or when they can, or when they can or when they want to. So if you're satisfied with that, then I don't know what to tell you, but, you should have grew up in my mother's house. You had to get the fuck out. Al Sharpton is rude to a lot of his colleagues. Especially when they say things that make sense. But because he's Reverend now, he talks about the church and this and the other, this march and that march, how wonderful it is to keep the Martin Luther King dream alive. And it is, like, it's so important. It is. It's so important that our children learn the truth about it, not just the glorified parts that they put out, you know, the wicked parts that, you know, with the garden hoses and the fire hoses, none of that shit being sprayed on our people, not just those things. You know what I'm saying? The scenes and the truth and the facts that why they would have killed Kate Hale, a black man, leading on people that could possibly change the policy of the nation that was against black people from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people sit and they wonder why things are so hard, especially in the neighborhood. I come up with excuses. I ain't go to college. I ain't finished school. Didn't get no opportunities. But I don't hear when I try to start a business or I try to go back to school, but I didn't learn enough. Anything besides I gave up. We don't never need to say I give up. Never. Never need to say I give up, because there ain't no reason to give up unless you're breathing your last breath. You can't fight that. But as long as you believe it, I suggest that you keep trying. You keep striving to better yourself. Think about yourself. Sometimes you have to. But you can't take care of nobody else. You can't take care of yourself. And I keep reminding myself that all the time, because sometimes I go out of my way to do things that I feel is necessary, even though it might cause a negative impact on my survival for the moment. But sometimes you got to make sacrifices for the right thing. 646-478-0944, that's the number to call me. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is hit that one key if you want to chat. Sit back and listen. If you want to listen right now, we're going to get to some music. I'll play a song right quick for you. Give you something to think about while we're here this evening. All right? So let's see what we're going to go real quick. We don't have a lot of time tonight, and I really want to cover this topic that seems to be popping up all over the place, and I do have to defend myself on it. I don't care. I'm going to do it. So here we go. This is a song by your boy E. Max Dimps. It's called What Did I Do? The Talk Radio.
Just off the top of the head. Make you wanna leave, yeah.
Sad fact, we hear Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap. You know it. Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusting. HJS. Share. Still rolling.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was Al Porter Jr. with Disgusted, man. I just had something on my head. I had to get off my chest right quick. But we good. We good. 646-478-0944. It's your boy, Maxi Image, and I am the coolest host in the world. Now, we here, like I said, every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30. You know, on Friday and Saturday night with Hood Channels Radio, and lately, we've been doing that shit out in the field. Last week we was with B-Swish and, you know, a couple of the guys from the Swish Family Network, Ralph Superior, you know what I'm saying? And it was pretty exciting thing. Even brought them to one of the shows they did out at the Foundry in Lakewood, you know what I'm saying? That was cool. You know, so we just keep them busy doing what we got to do. Lately I've been doing a lot of videos, and I just haven't felt like it was really worth posting or doing all editing and all of that. So it's strange to do a video in a concert hall, you know, the music's so loud. So, and it's hard to edit that shit out. So we don't really worry about those. We would rather do up close personal interviews with the artists, catch them before they do the shows, impromptu interviews, things of that nature. You know, I'm not really trying to go too deep into, you know, that, but, you know, there's no real reason, no real way, I'm not sure of as of yet, to get a clear recording from either a camera or a phone, you know, when you write, you know, up and close at the concert. So, I didn't post none of those videos up, but just one of them. I posted it on Facebook, so if y'all know my name, you know where to go to look, you know, the beach was promo video before they did the show. So, that's about that, and I'm going to get back into the subject. Started off last week telling these little niggas about wearing these skinny-ass tight jeans. They hurt your fucking nuts. They squeeze them. Okay? If you see my video I put up on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I describe what happens to a nigga nuts when you keep wearing them damn skinny jeans. Not only do you look feminine while you're doing it, you actually hurt yourself. You know, just what you wear. Just what you wear. Killing the rats. People ignorant as fuck wherever you go. It doesn't matter. Black, white, green, blue. All of the colors. Okay? Not cultures. But the colors, as they call it. The colors of people. And they're color too. And they ain't white, you know? We ain't black. Yeah, this is what they colored us. They labeled us. They gave it to us. So we identify ourselves with that. Unfortunately, I did it for so long. You know what I'm saying? I'm not an African. I'm an American. I was born here in America. I don't know no Africans. All right? So that's that. Problem we have it in this country. It's a big, big problem. You know, I listen to a lot of different talk show hosts, black and white, because it seems to me like a lot more of the white people have inside information it appears on the goings on of our political, you know, figureheads. And it seems like when they start blowing the whistle on motherfuckers, they blow the whistle because the shit is affecting everybody now. You know, it's affecting black people primarily, but it's really affecting a lot of those rich hunkies, and they get tired of our government. It's just one motherfucker broke it down like this. He said Ronald Reagan was the civil rights era. Then we came in Bush with the war era, and now here we got Barack with the financial shit. He killing the whole thing. He just nailing and putting nails in the coffin for the country's financial stability. And systematically, I think they've been doing this just based on the information we get out there. You can check the shit out, too. You don't got to believe what I'm saying. You don't even got to listen. Just check the shit out for yourself. But it's there for you to know. You know what I'm saying? If being just a regular guy, you know what I'm saying, like the neighborhood, you know, nobody special. I get the privy to find out some shit that millions of people already know. But it just strikes me funny that people that watch and research and do shit and won't say nothing. They won't say a word. And that's not how we are around this place. When we learn shit, we try to share it with everybody. Because it don't make sense to try to learn something. Keep it to yourself. What good is that going to do? Especially when we all in this fucking shit together. We in a race against time, y'all. We are in a race against time for our lives. Don't nobody realize. Shit is fucked up. And it's fucked up on purpose. Man told me one day, he thought Bilderberg was somebody's family last name. Bilderberg. Hey, what's your last name, man? Bilderberg. What? Bilderberg. It's open. So, we all have a responsibility to ourselves as well as to our people. We have responsibilities to our kids. We have responsibilities to ourselves. Hey, what's going on, man? We can't really let, you know, somebody say to me, hey, you know, it don't matter whether it's a country or a corporation. There ain't nothing we can do about what's going on. And I said, oh, yes, it is. First of all, you can elect to, you know, rise above the bullshit, man. Try to figure out what you're going to do because I guarantee you. You're going to bow down and you're going to get shot. And it's all about where your heart at. You want to serve the dragon? You want to serve the beast? You want to be able to eat? You want to become a slave? How are you going to take a bullet? Which one? It's all about where you at. You know what I mean? It ain't about being selfish, because if Tank rolled down the street and they tell everybody to come outside, he'd be like, fuck that, I ain't going outside. They got to come in and get me. Believe me, they'll come and get you. So that's a decision you're going to have to make. You can't go to work. You don't get that mark. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. You know, the Bible be saying stuff. Like the New Jerusalem is going to come down out of the sky, walls of pure gold. It's like looking through glass, roads made of pure paved gold. Everything that we value right here on this earth, that's what's going to come down out of the sky, New Jerusalem. None of that. I sat up the other day and I listened to a Catholic priest just bash Christians, their views on Jesus. just bashed. Killed. Smashed. Quran. Smashed. Next, I'm going to go and find Jews and Judaism and see what they say about Jesus and the Christians. I just did the Catholicism versus Christianity already. Smashing. There's so much information out there, man. And the only thing I'm going to say is this. I wasn't there 2,000 years ago, and you wasn't either. So, don't tell me if I'm wrong or I'm right. These are my opinions. And if I feel comfortable enough from what I understand, then I'm pretty sure I'm going to say, well, I'm right on this. What we're going to do is try to figure out how to move ourselves forward. Stop sitting back, and that's been the problem for a long, long time. So all we do is sit back and wait for our government to do shit for it. As soon as Barack gets some of these jobs out here, man, we're going to start looking. How about start looking now? You know what I'm saying? A job ain't going to come looking for you. You got to get up and go look. Motherfucking news people are starting to be more for real about shit, too. They on this. If more people look for jobs, probably more jobs will be available. Then you listen to some of the analysts and say, damn, I want all of y'all to go on to Google or whatever your search engine is and type in this title. What do you do with slaves you don't need anymore? Type that shit in. Google, Yahoo, whatever thing, and watch what comes up. You would expect that it's going to be something from back in the 16 or the 14, 1200. Nope. Some shit from 2013. What do you do with the slaves you no longer need? That's all you got to type in. And watch the shit that pops up. Al Sharpton, I was listening to his show this morning, and he had a caller that made a point. And of course, Al quickly cut him off because that's not what they were talking about. But it was totally relevant. You know, from a listener standpoint, it was totally relevant. Dude was saying, they always talking about why they won't legalize marijuana. And the proponents say, well, they won't legalize marijuana until they figure out how to make money off of it. Well, the caller said something, and it must have made kind of an impact on Mr. Sharpton because a few minutes later, after another caller came through, he elaborated on it. So it made sense. So, after the fact. So the man went rambling on about a whole bunch of things. But one of the things he rambled on about is about why they won't legalize marijuana in this country is because they have figured out a way to make money on it. Called the prison industrial complex. They get funded on felony drug cases alone. If the robbers stop robbing, the killers stop killing, the rapists stop raping, and the carjackers stop carjacking, and the people stop drinking, driving, and running motherfuckers over, the drug cases alone would still have a full fucking burning flame on the stove. Because everybody, it was just black people. You know what I'm saying? But it, like Yaku, the jails got too full. They didn't have no more room for all the niggas they had in jail, so they started giving niggas probation. So Pookie got 6 months and he got to go to prison. So Roger Leon got 5 years and he did probation. So we can't house that nigga for 5 years. In Cleveland, Ohio, of course, I was talking about last week on Monday, about how the our mayor signed off on the shit to give Cleveland Clinic police a little more authority. So anything at the clinic, all the homes, really, as long as it's in Cleveland, they can do what they want to do. They can pull your ass over for having your music too loud on 105 and find it. They ain't got to control that shit. They ain't got to worry about it. See, that's private. That's private, yeah. You see, how you going to have two motherfucking sergeants on the scene of the crime? Especially just two black police, two white Cleveland police, they got to leave. No, sir, this is Cleveland Clinic property. Nigga, if you don't take your badge, that's home. But that's how I go down in our city. That shit is stupid. Peeking motherfucking windows and shit. Making kind of neighbors. Creep out windows. Let me see what everybody's talking about. But listen. East Cleveland decided not to press charges on none of the officers that did the deadly 137 shots. So that's they just decided to drop the charges against the officers.
Wow.
That's all that is. Yeah, settlement was released like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? But it's gonna come out later on. Just like Dick Gregory, and I'm getting ready to watch that in a little while. Dick Gregory was talking about what I had said a long time ago. And it seemed to me like the Trayvon Martin killing and all of this shit, especially with all the press that they received, was fucking, it was a Masonic ritual. It was a mercy killing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was a killing. It was all planned out.
It's the gift of black people.
They put the Latinos over our head with that. That was just a stamp. It had already been done. Nobody paid attention when they started putting... See, we was worried about the Chinese having... We was worried about having... You know, remember when we had... what was it? Oxidol? That detergent, Oxidol? And I don't know what happened. That was a good-ass detergent. But... We was worried. Oh, wow. That's what's up. But we used to worry about having to learn how to read Chinese. Oh, shit, the Chinese is taking over every damn thing in America. We're going to have to start putting Chinese on everything we got. You know what I'm saying? You're Captain Crunch, you know what I'm saying? I'm the sad Captain Crunch. But it don't say that. It says El Capitan El Cloncho. I mean, you know, I don't speak Spanish, so I'm doing the fair sample on. You know what I'm saying? El Capitan El Cloncho. Okay, with El Muco. And Ebolo. And Espuno. It's good old. So now everything is advertencia or warning. You know what I'm saying? Cuidado. You know, caution. Fuck, it's cuidado. This old motherfucking wet floor sign, you know? The wet floor sign says cuidado. Like, we know what the fuck that means. You're supposed to know how to speak Spanish, and they didn't even tell us. White people knew. When George Lopez got famous, yeah, shit, we was born here. We're supposed to be able to communicate with everybody. That's what I'm saying. And we don't. We don't even know the fucking language of the people who we resemble. We Americans. We slave bait all the way around. But we don't know the motherfuckers we resemble. Like, you go into a white person's home and somebody in their family says, Kuslakit, Ikwaelakla. Like, Grandma, he's just my friend. And then they old Baltic ass language, get that nigga out of here. But the nigga don't know what Grandma said. We don't speak their language. Separation. There's a still ass choke on the meatball. And ain't nobody there but Benson and Lafika.
Right.
Somebody got to be able to say help. Because you can't.
Jesus.
Yeah. And Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson was able to go in the house.
That old nigga now? You mean I got to listen to him?
Mm-hmm. It is my house now. Damn. And you know, there's a place in this city called Inkpen. And I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Everybody out there that's listening from the Inkpen, you know, you at the Inkpen too. It's a bar. And we all go to the Inkpen, you know. A lot of the fellas go to the Inkpen all the time. They know what's going on. The perfect example of what's happening in this country is represented on a small scale at the Ink. Don't ever try to buy you a beer at the Ink. For those that stuck there, can't get off the bar stool, I feel sorry for you because you gave up. It don't matter how old you are, you can do something else. It doesn't matter. What example are you setting to the younger ones? Okay, there's guys older than me that can't get off the bar stool at the Ink Pen because they feel like they're too old. They've been there. They only got a couple more years to retire from their jobs, and so they're going to drink the rest of their life away. What kind of shit is that? Then you got the motherfuckers that's been there twice as long as I have. I only been going in there for about 5 years. But I felt like I was stuck in that motherfucker too. Then one day, I woke up and said, man, they sell watered down drinks in this motherfucker, and I keep buying them. I'm drinking and I ain't drunk. Go in that motherfucker with empty pockets, I come out with empty pockets. It ain't doing shit to help me. So, I went deep down inside of me, and trust me, I didn't have to go that far because it was boiling over anyway. And I said, fuck this bar. I got to go find me a bar that sells stronger drinks if I'm going to spend my loot. I want to hear some music that I'd like to hear. And I can be comfortable in the booth instead of sitting up there on the damn hard-ass bar stool all day. You know what I mean? Killing my back and shit. I want to sit down and have a drink. Listen to the music. I think. Motherfucking bar owner racist as hell. You have 40 black people on one side of the room, two white people on the other side of the room. You hear girl cater to them. Send the waitress with big titties over there. Send the snagger to the bitch over where we at. Dirty glass shit. Take that shit back. Hamburgers and shit bugs be all falling on the side. Green mold on top of the bug. Who gonna eat that shit? Well, ain't nothing but the bug, man. You can eat that, man. Rip that place off. Get the fuck out of here. Motherfucking white people bugs be looking like Burger King commercial. I'm glistening under the light. Juicy. Motherfuckers still popping. beans and perfect face, tomatoes, lettuce, mayo, our shit's sloppy. But we keep going to that motherfucker because we cheat. It's convenient. You can drink to your trunk and stagger out that motherfucker. But pass out. That's all you're going to be able to do. You ain't going to get nowhere. They got slot machines all over that motherfucker. Do you ever win? No. Some of the slot machines, they only let certain players go in there. Play. If you don't know how to play them, right. If you don't know how to play them, they ain't going to teach you. They're not going to teach you how to play one. I thought it was outlaw too, but I'm telling you. Like, you the slave and we the boss. He said no slot machines. This is Hood Talk Radio, so y'all know what it is. Al always say we bring national topics down to a statewide level. I say we take statewide politics up to the national level. No. Because the thing is that we live in really a small place. And for this city to be so small, we get a lot of attention because it's like a political hub. Now, people don't want to realize that. Now, we pretty much stuck in the rap. That's right. And you know what's fucked up, though? That's right. All of this shit about voting. On Saturday morning, I got up watching the cartoon. It was really like a little PSA for kids. And it was two other little kids, and they were dancing around, and they were rapping, and they were talking about voting. And it was like, but to be honest with you, even though the people vote, and a lot of people may vote for one candidate, it's not their vote that elects the candidate. Electoral vote. That's why you always hear words like Electoral College. You know what I'm saying? And then they went on to explain how the Electoral College works. And then they said, well, the people said this. And the other one said, well, that's all right. Because it don't matter what the states were. We say, yeah. It was about 12, 13 people. Hey, I didn't turn that damn TV on. George Washington in the house. So y'all know what's up, man. We here. You know, it's a lot of information out there. Now, we don't profess to be professors, archaeologists, geologists, just critical thinkers, man. You know, I live by reason. Sometimes, you know, reason is better than any damn thing else. Religion, logic, science, math. You just look at something like the old saying, if you quack like a duck, it must be a duck. But nowadays, you have to prick that motherfucker and see if it still says quack. Like, is you a duck, motherfucker? Let's see, for real. Yeah, it's a good for shit. Man, shit. Motherfucker said, quack. Like, the fuck is that?
Quack. Quack.
Well, hold on there, motherfucker. Hey, you know, I got a swimming pool. I don't give a fuck. It could be 200 degrees outside, man. What the fuck are you telling me about your swimming pool? Oh,
send it back to my house. Just enough room for you and me.
Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm sorry. Right. little pervert. The pervert the creep. Some shit they named him. Best in my life. It is a little cartoon.
Why?
I'm at time with you. Dancing and shit. Oh, my God. We gotta watch our baby. Gotta watch our kids. Motherfuckers just not the woodwork. Like, the comedian said it first, the little black dude on Ted the Entertainer, Black Star Line, I guess that was cold black. Motherfuckers, like, it was like, you went to Atlanta, motherfuckers, like, they was like pyramids. Motherfuckers just sprinkle water on them. Motherfucking newspaper got these motherfucking white men and black men with pink lipstick on and shit. You know what's fucked up, dude? The motherfucking wrestler. You know the wrestler that came out the closet and all? Popular yeah. Wrestler, man? How the fuck you gonna wrestle him now?
Oh, he's not going to put that
in Huckabuck. Oh, that changed the whole fucking game, man.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. You know what's going to happen? This is going to be the next commercial. And I ain't going to even wear no tight pants. I'm going to have some loose ass giant pants. Adidas.
It's
and a white
T.
Hell yeah. Fuck that too much. And then they get beat up by a motherfucker like that, get pinned down in the motherfucker, you know, conspicuous ass pinhole. He got you with your legs twisted back one way. He on the side of you like this, like, I got you now. I can take it all. Fuck that shit, man. You don't want to wrestle with that motherfucker. Oh, man. Yeah. Hell yeah. Anybody home?
You ain't gonna be reading it down.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that. Shoot. The next commercial gonna be, you know that commercial with that dude that they drink that diet Pepsi or Diet Coke or whatever that diet and snack treat and get some bark off of it and take a bite.
Oh, yeah, that's not tough.
Okay, well the next one they make, he gonna be holding the man's hand, pulling him up the hill behind him while he's doing all that shit.
Double Rick murder.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I ain't got a boyfriend. He's the first motherfucker that came through the mountains. You talk at
me. Jay. What the hell you
going to
populate on those? You
dead
motherfuckers about
50
years from
now. This shit is fucked up. We don't need you showing our kids alternative lifestyles. Supposed to be in the Catholic Church. Way in the back. Or in Eddie Long Church. One of the planes, something like that. I swear, motherfuckers with a lot of money get away with it. Don't nobody talk about
sweet.
Don't nobody, yeah. Or not pay no taxes. And not pay no taxes.
Look how long he got away with
it. Yeah.
Love it. They made her put the gun in her mouth. That's what that means. hurt her. And then that's what I'm saying. He's going to say it was an accident. How you accidentally shoot yourself in the mouth? Really?
Yeah, right.
Shot.
It ain't that much LSD.
All right, thanks.
You couldn't hold that motherfucker to do that.
Right. Because I might get shot, but it won't be in the mouth.
Oh, motherfucker ain't going to be that motherfucking high to let you put. Huh? Oh. The motherfucker ain't going to be that motherfucking high to let you put that gun in your mouth.
No, I'm not.
Like, take me in yours. That ain't how it works. You know, that brings me to this topic, man. I got a question. I've been asking this question. And all of the preachers that like to debate me on Facebook, they don't ever say nothing when I ask this question. If I decide to become a Muslim, am I going to hell? If I decide to become Catholic, am I going to hell? If I decide to become a Jehovah's Witness, am I going to hell? If I decide not to be a Christian, they want to answer my question, but they want to quickly tell me when I say stuff like, the Bible got a lot of contradictions in it, which would suggest that God was imperfect and that he made mistakes.
And if I made it my father's,
yeah, and if I made it my father's image,
and
I'm imperfect, who's to say that he didn't make a mistake? Who can say that? Yeah, that's the contradiction. I mean, it's like, okay, God said, I'm a jealous God, but then he created Jesus. Go out there and do my work, son. Do what I don't want to do no more because I hate what I created. But he's jealous God. But here we go. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Shall be saved. That's John 3:16. Now, in the beginning was the Word. That's John 1. The Word was God and was with God. That's saying Jesus is the Word. The Quran says that too. But it says Jesus is not God's Son. And it bashes Christians for teaching that Jesus is God in the flesh.
And that's right.
Jesus said that the Old Testament wasn't going to do nothing for but the Old Testament is what's handed down. It started out with the Ten Commandments. See, he said was that I didn't come to do away with it, but wherein it was imperfect. I made it perfect. Because until, what do you say, Adam and Eve, sin had never entered into the world. All right? So I come to say the world, well, damn it, why did you wait so long? Because look how long it took 5,500 years ago back yet. I think we got another 163 years ago for that to take place. About another 163 years for the coming of the new age and the new Jerusalem come down to the new earth. And the 144,000 Ebenoids have completed the task of balancing the planet back out. So you don't talk about none of that in the Bible. You don't talk. The Bible don't talk about stuff that happened 45,000 years ago. They don't talk about stuff that happened 15,000 years ago. They don't talk about stuff for at least the New Testament. They don't talk about stuff that happened 2,000 years ago. Somewhere between 900 and 2,000 years ago. I personally would say 1,400. 2,000 years, you give a 600-year span, because some people say Paul wrote his books 400 years after Jesus died, and some people say he found the manuscripts 50 years after Jesus died, but he didn't write about it, and somebody else
said St. Peter wrote the shit and stole it, and Paul stole it from him and hid it, and they found it in Paul's shit, and that's why they call, they put Paul in the Bible. But the Vatican is built on St. Peter's grave, a tomb, as you want to look at. That's ironic. All right. A lot of people don't realize that the Bible that we know today was published first, 1611, by King James Stuart. Now, that sounds like a,
if you want my body.
Fucking James Stuart. Hey, but he killed that man for his press, man. And he made enough Bibles to tell to all of his rich-ass friends so they could give it to Shakespeare, he could turn it into a play to convince the people that the shit was real, and then they start buying books. It's a program. Just like if you go to an opera. Man, you don't even know. I mean, a lot of people, Thomas Jefferson got his own Bible. You don't even know. I mean, for real. And a person that wrote it for him was asking, like, well, damn, man, why would you want to deceive the people? He was like, I'm not going to undeceive people because you're going to have me get my head cut off because I'm going to tell the truth. I'm just here to get paid. I'm going to write what you say. And that's that. So he did. He got paid. And we have the Thomas Jefferson Bible. But there ain't no preacher in the world going to tell you about that. And if they do, they're going to bash it. They're going to bash it. But another thing they ain't going to tell you is that we, they might tell you after this, because, you know, they're going to have to feel, be held accountable for the knowledge and the information that they give to the people that follow them. The Holy Bible was not written from original documents. It was actually translated from copies. Okay, so that means, unfortunately, the Torah translated from probably the same copies and interpreted differently. And, you know, the pages came from the same book. They, one man said, no, this is what this means. Another man said, no, this is what that means. I tell you what, all who believe it means this, say I, and he said I. And all who believes, if this was me, say nay, and they all said nay. He said, well, them your followers, and he's mine. Let's go. Holler at you next week. See how much money your church made. You got all the debt. But if you had some money, you knew how to read. If you didn't have money, you had to read to the poor people. There wasn't that many people that were standing in the middle of the street and saying, hear ye, hear ye. Is what the majesty said. The king said, it's a new decree. Nobody shall have a Bible. And then Jesus came along. We had the New Testament. And then the Quran came along. We had the last testament. I'll tell you that. I didn't know that in Baptist Church. I didn't know that Jesus was in the Quran. Hell yeah. Besides, that's a great point. That's right.
Right now,
it's great. Yeah, but look at this shit, though. And I always ask this question, even to myself. I go back, I read about Frederick Douglass, W.E.B. Du Bois, and all this and other shit. And they'll break it down in simple terms like the master's son taught him how to do this and how to do that, and then he went here and learned this next. Then he became a professor in one college over here and over there. How the fuck did they get all this damn education? back during slavery and all this.
Right. That's number one thing.
Everybody wasn't a fucking slave. That's right. Didn't want to do that. He decided to run the country and say, oh, I'm like Douglas, listen. But he made a lot of money though. And the Freedmen's Bureau, he also had a hand in that too.
And by him setting up the first call back of that house.
I was tripping on. He was a special nigga because his father was white man, so they let him pass. A lot of the depictions we got of Freddie Douglass is that he's dark and fat with gray hair, but he was mostly black and white pictures. I don't have that many colored pictures of him out there. He was nice, black features, you know. Yeah. Big nose, big lips, strong cheekbone, half forehead with the slope. Like the Indian, deep set eyeballs and the thicker, bushy eyebrows. So, I mean, you know, we did a wonderful thing. Did a wonderful thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank him and Dick Gregory, man, because believe it or not, Dick Gregory talked a lot of shit. He make you laugh at it. But he talked a lot of shit, and he bringing a lot of shit to the table. Like, he tripped me out when he called Spike Lee a punk. You know? And you know, another thing, man.
I got to send a shout out to Dave. You want to say an L.
Thank you, Jay-Z. You want to send that out to you.
Well, yes, therefore, you know, Jay-Z, you was a billionaire, and Aaron, you put a fuck around and set up a whole neighborhood.
Right.
Not even neighborhood.
Didn't Lil Wayne them do that shit with the project? They bought the whole project off their first album. So damn, so you could. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'll give him a good back. But he never did say that none of his raps were about taking care of nobody. The same thing Magic Johnson did. Make their money and leave them motherfuckers alone. They're going to be hoes in the wall. That's going to hit the ass mall. Man, them motherfuckers don't care. They looking for another way to make money. They're getting older. They're getting tired of jumping all over the stage. Beyonce got a baby now. She can't shake the titties like she used to.
There's no way.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she known for, shaking her ass, popping her legs open in front of the camera. She can't do that no more. Yeah.
You gotta be a lady now.
Can't be no grind up on the girl. Show them how you ride it. Oh, that's over. So, you know, well, somebody got to die on her behalf. She's going to be washed up in a minute. She'll be a regular old mom. She ain't had no blood sacrifice that we know about. So, gotta keep your eyes on Beyonce. But yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's Hood Talk Radio Wednesday night. It is your boy E-Max, and I just want to say hey, like Raj. She's in the house. Teresa in the house. Squeak in the house.
Yeah.
Chilling. So, chill. We all up in here. According to the clock on the wall, I still got 13 motherfuckers. Now, what y'all need to do is tune in Friday night and check out Hood Tunes Radio. We got some new music coming up. Switch Family and Connie Sun. And
B187. Wall of Fire with F.
Yeah,
you got to be a little fair reminder of that for us. I thought it's a sex film. They're not going to work sex up. And right now, it's getting her around here. They can just God give
Right.
Not educated, doesn't have a book. And look at what's going on in society right now. It's book. Without innovation, new technology, it's 20 seconds. And what do we have? What do we have? We have a world on the brink of destruction. If we go to this great button, it blows all up. Then what we got? Living in the world of nomads, you know, remember we're going to be creeping deep each other and shit? Hell no.
Hey.
Damn, gone in the day. So, the point I'm trying to make is that without respect, respect is key. You got to learn to respect yourself, and you got to learn to respect each other.
Yeah, you definitely got to learn how to respect themselves, really. Because the value of life, man, it ain't shit no more. You know, these kids don't give a fuck about killing no motherfucker body, man. And it's sad because you would think that the elders would step in and say, man, what the fuck is all this dumb shit? But I've seen it with my own motherfucking eyes, man. Some of the elders that's out here, they ain't all wrapped too damn tight, man. They got no sense of that shit anyway. They just get old.
That's correct.
You know, old motherfucking thugs just get old, man. Some motherfuckers believe in that. I'm going to be a player for life shit, you know.
Can't do that.
Motherfuckers be...
They miss the message of what it was stated in the game. Make your chips. You get in the game, you make the chips, you get the fuck out of the game.
Motherfuckers trying to make it a way of life.
Make career out of the damn circuit.
And tell these niggas nothing. They just own some stupid shit. Nigga continue to be on that stupid shit till somebody go pop.
And for you stupid ass individuals out there who continue to put your hands on these women, gotta understand that the rest of the time since my age, but you never get rid of
them. You ain't getting rid of
them. That big fight when you start putting your hands on people.
And another thing, my brother.
Ain't no argument.
Another thing, my brothers, some of y'all need to go back in time and watch Undercover Brothers. All right? They call the white girls the black man's kryptonite. And I know a whole lot of brothers right now got domestic violence cases because their white girlfriends called the police on them.
And it's not girls.
Of course, but the white girls started the shit. They the ones that hit the black girl too. Yeah, they was called the police. If he caught you a bitch, call the police. She could be a dirty, low-down, sorry, little dick motherfucker. Fucking a skanky house. Drip lip, broke leg, bent toe. Every damn name in the book. Like, fuck you, bitch. Let's do more. Bring your ass outside for me. Where are you coming? Especially since all the violence against women been coming up. And we really got to, and I'm still going to say what I believe, man. The fucking police is killing all these people. Police is killing all these people, man. You know, motherfuckers need to stay out the street 3 o'clock in the morning. 1, 2, you walking up down the motherfucking block. 3, oh, you caught in the alleyway. 5, what the fuck is you doing out here? Man, is it happen? I was just taking a piss, sir. You motherfucking last stop. I was sitting over there doing my traffic for about 2 hours. I've been watching you fucking come out back here. What you doing?
Like you're filling up the whole back
of the house. Trying to get to the scrap, man. First thing in the morning.
It's over.
Some of these girls be walking the street in the middle of the night looking for their train.
Why do you think they got Minivan? Minivan, where you can go make yourself dollars for saying that you got your $100.
Wait, can I go somewhere yet? Can I go somewhere yet?
But you gotta remember, without any work ethic, any morals,
parents, man, you can't just walk off the block slobbing and blinking and shit with your high beams on. Come on, y'all got some work for me?
Pull your pants up, homie.
Yeah, damn. Don't nobody give a fuck that you gay. You know, that shit don't make you special, motherfucker. Make you a faggot. Fucking around, act, trying to act pretty. Your female friend is. So you want to try to outshine her. Like, the nigga won't fuck you first.
I don't want to be sitting behind you selling ass. Sorry. Nigga, pull your shit up. The drawers are supposed to catch ass wet. That's what drawers are for. It catches ass wet. So if you got that shit airing out in the motherfucking wind and that thing, the public can fucking sell that shit.
Go to jail with that shit. See what happens.
Pull your shit up
fast in. Hell yeah. These motherfuckers try to rape you. Yeah. You hear me? You a fag, motherfucker. You fucking around with Charles hanging up your ass. Motherfucker, they love you in jail. Get your ass over here, boy. That's what Lil Wayne be talking about. I'm in prison with the pussy. She got that $1 million.
Tap out.
I'm balling on religion. I'm in prison with pussy. Don't you? Niggas don't even know what that means. Fresh fish. A little fish. Ain't that some shit? Hey, you know what it is, man. This has been another episode of Hood Tunes, Hood Talk Radio, excuse me. You know y'all can always go and listen in the archives. Just go to Blog Talk Radio. Type in Hood Talk Radio and any episode that you want to listen to, type on to me. A lot of them. Even from the old number, man, they still got those up too, so you can listen to those also. Same name, Hood Talk Radio. All the things I wish on you. You know what I'm saying? We here every Wednesday night from 9 to 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? So I just want everybody to take heed of really what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? You got to somehow grow eyes behind your head on your night walkers. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, motherfucker might fuck around and pop you with a pipe. My name would be Lil Chunchy.
Chunchy!
Here you go, Greg Allen. What's up, Al?
Hey, I just called to say what's up to everybody. It was a long meeting of Black on Black Crime, but I just want to thank you all for what you do every weekend and week out, because when I get a chance to listen for real coming out of the meeting, I end up learning something. So with that being said, I want to thank you all again. Let people know they can. If they choose, check me out on a Monday night. Same phone number. Only difference is I'm on from 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with something called, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news. We don't get a chance to talk about this coming Monday, the Horseshoe Casino, and the fact that there's a lot of money coming. A lot of money coming from the Horseshoe Casino to the neighborhood of Cleveland. That's good news.
Wow.
We're going to get into some bad news, though, because wait till you all find out how our council people are spending our money. So that's coming up on Monday, and at the Black on Black Crime headquarters this coming Saturday, which is located at 14660, the intersection of Lee Road and Euclid Avenue. That's 14660, intersection of Lee Road and Euclid Avenue. McCall's parking lot, 3 to 5 p.m., H-Jazz Music is providing the neighborhood with the sounds, microphones, and there will definitely be, from 3 to 5 p.m., an open grill. We'll be barbecuing, provide some free barbecue, all that stuff. If I don't get a chance to perform, that's cool, because I'll be grilling for folks as they come through and, you know, perform outside. That's it.
Yeah, that's what's up. So y'all make sure y'all get out there and support that function.
Please do.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. Coming down to these last few minutes, and I always want to say, you know, excuse me, whenever, thank you, whenever you get out there and try to do something for yourself, man, I know that deep in your heart you really want to make things better for your loved ones and the people. put us around you. But the most important thing is to always remember that you yourself have to take care of yourself. So a lot of decisions that you make have to come from within, how they will benefit you first. You know what I'm saying? It's not being selfish, it's only being smart. You got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? If you're living on a two-people budget, you can't feed five. You got to figure out how you're going to bounce that around and balance it around. But you got to work something out, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to love yourself a little more and then keep going through the same old shit. Step outside the box. Take a chance to do something different. You might get a different result. You're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Find us what? Insanity.
What you already
been
doing ain't working.
That's right. And I hope y'all heard that. Jesus said, you want to say a lot of old man? He said that if you've been doing the same damn thing for a long time, it ain't working for you. It's time to do something different. So
yeah.
Take that motherfucking advice, run with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be the stick man on the fence. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody got to come and lift him up off the stick for him to move. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck on the fence and figure that's what his station is in life. You know, if you think about it, Michael Jackson got held down off that motherfucking tree. It was cross. But the scarecrow got held down off the cross, and Tin Man didn't have no heart. Dorothy was lost as fuck. Toto was just following along, and the lion didn't have no courage. So what the fuck did they do? They banded together, came up with a master plan, and they followed the yellow brick road. Follow that motherfucking yellow brick road, y'all.
And remember, all are given
by God. That's right. We all got gifts. And one of those gifts is the power to use and control your own mind. To bring yourself into whatever ends or means you desire. So if you think about it, they tell you that in church, whatever your mind can believe, you can achieve. So believe something, call it into existence, and execute a plan to make that shit happen. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Outporting Man in the Streets, Monday night, Wood Tunes Radio, Friday and Saturday. We want to send a shout out to everybody. And listen to this show and support us. And we thank y'all. We'll get right back with you next week.
Okay.
So, y'all be cool. Y'all be safe.
You
stay the fuck out the damn street at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Be on your way home. Or to a date or something. You know what I'm saying? I'll just be roaming the motherfucking block. We don't need to have no more vigils, y'all. It's your boy E-Max. And we out.